Blog Talk Radio.
This is Entertainment Life on the Sasha Marina Show, a show about the entertainment and music industry, where you get to hear from the top and up-and-coming stars, from amateurs to professionals. They're all just working hard for success. This show is to give those the opportunity to speak about their talents and what they're doing to succeed in their dreams. And now, here's your host, Sasha Marina.
Hello, everyone. Thank you guys for tuning into today's show. Today I have the crew of What Girls Think. That will be myself, Cassidy E. Smith, Abigail Emmons, and Miss Tweety Elitu. I will put the girls on the line right now. Hi, Tweety. Hello,
Hi,
Cassidy.
Hi, Sasha.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you, girls?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm good. So I heard from a little birdie that Tweety isn't feeling so well because she just got her braces tightened. So I'm not going to make you talk too much, Tweety.
Okay.
And Cassidy, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, girl. I'm good. I mean, I think Trinil is not going to be able to be on today, and I'm still waiting for Abigail. But anyways, in the meanwhile, Cassidy, I mean, tell me a little bit about yourself. What got you into this business, and what is it exactly that you do, besides what girls think?
Right. No, I'm a student right now at the University of Houston, and I'm going to do sports broadcasting. So right now I work on a lot of stuff like that at school, with my own sports stuff. And I'm actually starting a new website. It's called Fashionable Sports, and it kind of combines sports and fashion. And it, like, because, you know, sometimes you go to a game, you don't know what to wear and stuff like that. And since I am so into sports, I thought it would be a really cool idea to do that. That's what I'm doing right
now. That's super cute. So in other ways, like, I guess, like, showing, like, the sport, or, I mean, like, the team spirit in a way, going to a game or something like that, right?
Right, exactly.
I'm guessing. All right, that's pretty cool. I mean, I figured you were really into sports because you're always tweeting about sports. I mean, most of the time, I mean, I don't know much about football, but I know more about basketball, and I know that in basketball season we were, like tweeting, like, sports 24/7, so that's pretty cool. I mean, what got you into sports? Because not all girls are into that. Like, do you have an older brother, maybe your father or something?
Right. Yeah, I mean, I've always been into sports my whole life. Like, I've always played sports. But really, the past few years, I just started taking a liking to football. Like, my family, like, the men have always played football, but it's just kind of grown to be my favorite sport. And I just kind of gradually got into it in the past 3 years, really. And I realized, like, I really love it. Like, it's something I love watching. And I enjoy basketball, too. But football is just kind of, like, the main thing that I really enjoy. Like, I'd love to work for NFL Network or something like that someday.
Okay, okay. And, I mean, since when do you play basketball? At what age did you start playing basketball?
I was probably 10 or 11 that I got into basketball.
Oh, yeah, pretty much the same age that I got into basketball. I mean,
that's
pretty much one of my favorite sports. And I mean, let's hear from Tweety right now. Tweety?
Yeah.
Hey, I know. I don't want to make you talk too much, but Tweety, tell me a little bit more about what you do outside of what girls think.
Well, I'm a fashion blogger. I have a blog called Young, Hip, and Chic, which is about fashion, beauty, style, and girl power. I'm also a role model and all-around fashionista.
Okay. And do a lot of events in Philly, correct?
Yeah.
You know, what is your next event? Because I know you had a couple this summer and stuff, and I always see your pictures on your blog and on your page. You know, you're always giving out free stuff from your sponsors and stuff. So, like, how is that going?
It's going great. I'm actually having another Walk the Talk event, which is an exclusive fashion event. It's going to be December 15th, and, it's pretty big.
And your followers, I mean, I'm pretty sure you have a big following base and stuff like that. And how do you get different fashionistas to work in your events or perhaps, like, different designers and stuff from the area? Or do you get also designers that are outside of Philadelphia?
Man, you should have seen the last Walk the Talk. It was filled with people from all over the place. There were people from Georgia. There were people from Connecticut. There were people from New York. There were people from almost everywhere. They all come down to Philadelphia to, you know, to network and interact with other fashion insiders.
Okay, okay. That's awesome. And I know that, since we've spoken before, I know that you design your own clothing and use your little sister sometimes as a little model. I mean, how is that going? Do you have anything that you've been working on recently, and what do you do with your pieces once they're done?
Right now, I'm still in the learning process. I take my my classes very seriously. I go to the Red House, which is a place in Philadelphia which teaches you how to hone in on your design skills and your sewing skills, which I enjoy doing. So right now I'm just, you know, practicing sketching, actually sewing some pieces. So I'm taking it slow.
Okay, okay. And Cassidy. Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
Cassidy. Okay. Cassidy, how old are you again?
I'm 19.
19. And you just got into the university. You're doing sports broadcasting and stuff like that. I don't know much about that. I mean, is there a lot of, like, girls, you know, your age or women in that kind of program, or is it just mostly, like, a masculine kind of thing?
It's definitely more masculine. I think that as, you know, the years have progressed, I think that more women are getting into it, which I think is a really great thing. But for right now, I think that there's a few, but it's mainly masculine still. But I think, like, 20 years from now that it'll definitely be more females in this genre.
You think so?
Yeah,
maybe
it'll
be 50-50.
Yeah, maybe.
Mm. And being a sports broadcaster, are you headed geared towards more football, or is it maybe perhaps both football and basketball?
Oh, I'd love to do football and basketball. Like, I'd love to be able to, like, be in one city. I think that'd be fun. I'd love to stay in Houston, but my odds are kind of slim on that. But, yeah, I'd love to do both sports. Like I said, football is my number one. But I wouldn't mind doing basketball and baseball as well.
Okay. And I know that in certain universities there are, like, at least, like, in my university here, there's, like, a girl, like, during the football game that is kind of broadcasting from, like, the field. Do you do any of those kind of activities yet in school, or do you have yet to do that?
Not yet, since I'm in my second year. But over the next 2 years, definitely, that's something I'll be doing.
Okay. I mean, and how does your daddy's little girl, I mean, how does he feel about you, like, being a sports broadcaster? Is that, like a dream of his? Does he feel proud in some way?
Yeah, I think he loves that I've chosen this path. I think either way he's gotten found something that I'm really passionate about. But I think the fact mm-hmm. that it is sports, that it'll bring us close together because it's something that he enjoys so much too.
Okay. And about the website that you're going to be launching, when exactly are you going to be launching this website, or are you still working on some perks?
I'm still working on some stuff right now, but it should be up by the end of November.
Awesome. Okay, so that's right there. I mean, make sure you let me know once that goes up.
I definitely will.
And on your website, are you going to be the only writer, or are you planning to have, like, other people that are going to be writing for you as well?
As of right now, I mean, it's just me, but I definitely love to work with different people in the future, without a doubt.
Okay. And may I ask what you're going to name your website?
It's going to be Fashionable Sports.
Okay. All right, Fashionable Sports. That's awesome. And it's going to be, I mean, it's going to be about all kinds of sports, or are you just going to be headed towards, like, your favorite sports?
No, it's going to be all different sports. You know, as the weather changes, like football, you have to be dressed in colder outfits. You know, basketball is pretty, you're indoors, totally different situation. So, yeah, I'll definitely cover all sports. I think that's really important.
Okay. And, Tweety.
Yes.
All right, so tell me, what are your, I want to hear your opinion right now for this, obviously we're in the fall now, especially
mm-hmm.
being in Philly and all. What are your, do you have any do's and don'ts in fashion for this season? And what are the colors that are trending?
Some fashion do's and don'ts for the fall. Okay. A do would definitely be, you know, fashionable boots, leggings, but a don't would be putting leggings with a short top because it always looks, you know, interesting. I know for sure that, you know, long, fashionable maxi dresses are going to be going into the fall, which is like a new look. It's just with different fabric and different colors, so you'll go out for a darker color. Fashion don't. Let me see. Well, studs are kind of, you know, falling out of love right now. You know, nobody's really wearing mm-hmm. studs like they used to. I guess fashionable jewelry would definitely be a dude as well because everyone wants to, you know, make their outfit pop with accessories. So that's the best definite do. That's pretty much it right now. You know, it's still changing over time. People are getting interested in different things. But right now, those are the fashion do's and don'ts.
Okay, cool. And I know you're very into accessories and stuff. I mean, I'm more of a simple person. Like, I like wearing more clothes and shoes and accessories. Yeah. But yeah. I mean, I can tell you the fashion do's and don'ts of Miami. I mean, in Miami, you'll be seeing some crazy shows.
I would love to hear them.
Yeah, like you see, like these older women that really believe that one size fits all. I don't know about all that.
It's so true. I see that a lot.
That, I mean, for real, like, I remember
this past Thursday, I went to a film body around that school, and they were giving out shirts. And you know, they give one size. Like, they were giving out largest to everybody. And the guy goes,
right.
Like, oh, don't worry about it. One size fits all. And I'm like, no. No, it doesn't.
Yeah. Well, the worst thing is they have tights that are too small, and then they stretch, and you can see what color underwear you have on.
Uh-huh.
So that's why
right?
It's necessary to wear a longer shirt, I think.
No, I mean, if your tights are so tight or so thin that you can see the color underwear, obviously, those tights, just don't wear them, you know, especially to go out. You just wear them to be at home or, I don't know, or maybe, I don't know.
Those are lingerie on the house tees.
Yeah, or just wear a thong. I mean, that's what thongs are made, you get me? Like, I don't know, I mean, if you have your period and you have to wear whatever you have to wear, just don't wear leggings like that. Just wear a dress. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sundresses. Be comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. And down here, I mean, you see some girls wearing, I mean, let me tell you, I love boots. And I remember Cassidy tweeted this the other day. You know, I love boots. And I'll wear boots if I had, you know, like 24/7 if I could. But you see girls down here wearing UGG boots. Like if it's nothing.
Here too, it's super hot, and it's
90
degrees.
Right, 90 degrees outside, and I'm like, her feet must stink. They must be sweating. I would be dying.
Same situation here in Houston. There are girls right now out there wearing UGG boots, and it's like 90 degrees. I'm like, really? I don't think that's necessary at all. I guess the funniest thing is when they wear, like, shorts with boots, and you're like, are you hot or are you cold?
Like, what is the point?
Right, they'd be wearing, like, the Dixie shorts and stuff. They'd be trying to be, like, you know, Jessica Simpson wearing the, like, the, you know, little Dixie shorts, and then with, like, the UGG boots, and then the little crop top, and I'm like, all right, so I don't see how
which one
goes.
Are you?
But, yeah. Oh, I mean, and that's nothing. I mean, you guys have to realize that Miami is totally international, so you'd just be seeing the weirdest trends. I don't get it. And honestly, a lot of the times it comes from the older crowd. Like, I'm sorry, when I say older, I mean like 40 and up, because I think that, because their inner child still hasn't left. So you see them wearing these colors, you know? I mean, you know, it's mostly Hispanic, you know, but they'd be wearing these colors and the pinks and the purples, and it's like, I thought you were 40 years old, woman, like, please. And the stripes that you're wearing do not go. Like, it's, you know, I don't want to be ranking, but it's only the truth. I mean, and if whoever from Miami is listening right now, let me tell you that that's just the way it is. Very sad. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know how Houston and Philly are. I mean, that's honestly one of the two major cities that I've actually never been to, and I've been to, I mean, I went to Philly once on a school trip, and that was it.
Philly has an interesting style. Philly can be fun, and also Philly can be over the top sometimes, but I do love my city style. My city style is good.
That's cool. I mean, I know up north, like, I guess, especially that area, people are more creative out there, you know, being that that eastern and northeastern area. I don't know, because I remember when I used to live, like, in Pennsylvania or whatever, in the, like, the most eastern part, like, in the Pocono Mountains. And, like, kids there were super, they were cool, they were simple and stuff like that, you know. There wasn't very much, like, fashion clashing going on in that area. But down here in the south, it gets crazy. I think people get too loud with it. I don't know. But, yeah, girls. I mean, I guess Abby wasn't able to call in, but that's fine. Is there anything, Tweety, you said that you have an event coming up now, December 15th, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what else is going on with your blog? I know that it's, well, prom season will be, like, what, like in 3 months?
Four
yep.
months?
Yep.
Okay.
Couple months. Yep.
All right, so I know you'll be getting back to that soon, real soon. And,
yeah.
I mean, is that it? Are you guys, like, are you guys up to anything else thus far, or are you just pretty much letting know?
Right now, I'm just focusing on my schoolwork, which is a lot. This is my last year,
yeah.
So that's exciting. other than that, of course, I'm working on my blog. I'm getting ready for this event coming up, which should be awesome. And, yeah, I'm just working on What Girls Think.
Yeah, oh, my God, tell me about the Halloween special. Were you guys able to do it?
Yeah, I didn't get to do that episode, but
oh.
I think, yeah, I heard it was good.
I hope that it comes out really good. I mean, I submitted my stuff this morning, and, yeah, I can't wait to see it. Actually, you know, it's a Halloween special. I have a couple of stories in there that I actually got my eyes watering because I'm very, I don't know, like, ghost stuff. Scaring me. Like, I'm honestly me to see scary movies. Like, I'll see, like, a scary movie, like, with my hands on my face. Literally. Yeah, I'm a big punk for that stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, girls.
Yeah.
Well, it was awesome talking to you guys. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And, I mean, I'll see you guys. I mean, I'll hear you guys on What Girls Think. And we'll keep in touch, all right?
Definitely.
All right.
Thank you.
I'll see you later.
Thank you.
Bye. No
problem.
Bye. Alrighty, everyone. That was Trudy and Lutu and Cassidy Smith from What Girls Think. Make sure you check out Tweety. That she's a fashion blogger, obviously. Go to Young Hip Chick on Facebook, and you'll see everything there from her blog to her fan page. I mean, her what to do and what not to wear and all that kind of crazy stuff. And obviously Cassidy, when she comes out with her new website, she'll be posting that out there. And make sure you catch What Girls Think. I mean, Trineel, the main host, wasn't able to be on, and Abby wasn't either. But oh well, at least you got to hear from Tweety and Cassidy. And I mean, I hope you got to know a little bit what they're about. And thank you so much for tuning in. I mean, catch the next. Oh, I have a show tomorrow. Yes, with Mr. Prototype, an artist down here from Miami. He does it all, I guess. So catch you tomorrow at 4 p.m. right here through the Sasha Marina Show. Make sure to like the Facebook page and the website. Alrighty, everybody, take care and bye bye.